What's up, boozers? Audio Boo on the Android is really pissing me off right now. Audio Boo, go! Actually, I won't finish that because this is going on Audio Boo. And I love Audio Boo. Either way, it's 11:08 p.m. I'm sitting outside Coquitlam Center in lovely suburban Vancouver, B.C., where my EB Games is holding a midnight launch for Mass Effect 3. Probably my most anticipated game of this year so far. As far as I know, no one has announced anything else that I'm really excited for. And I'm not alone tonight. If you remember, my Skyrim launch was had at least 3 times more people than this one does. I was with my friend Macau Seafox, and I had a cold. This time, he has the cold, and I'm the one that's getting his, or that he's putting his germs on as we sit here in the cold Western Canadian winter.
Welcome to the wet coast.
Welcome to the wet coast. At least it is not raining.
True.
You know, I should probably even be in bed. I shouldn't even be going to this midnight launch tonight because I need to be up at 7 o'clock. Given that the average person should be getting 8 hours of sleep, I should already be asleep. Yet here I am. It's pretty much going to be for me. I'm going to get home. I'm going to put the game in my 360. I am going to install the first disc. I may play through the first mission, and that's all I'll be able to do. By that time, it'll probably be 1:30 in the morning, and I'm going to be wanting to get some sleep so that I am not on coffee all day. I had a huge caffeine buzz all weekend long, and it did not feel good.
Feels bad, man.
To bide the time, I've been playing some Mario Kart, not so much now because I'm wearing my gloves. Have you seen my gloves? I've seen my hockey stick.
Have you seen my toque?
Yeah, Canadians, eh? I couldn't get out of my house. Ooh. Anyways, but I've gotten halfway through the mirror cups, and I'm 4 cups away from getting a shiny star, or at least one shiny star next to my name.
Yes.
Which I'll be very happy about because I've never done that before.
Ooh.
Ooh. But speaking of handhelds, PlayStation Vita, MotorStorm RC comes out tomorrow in the U.S. on both the PS3 and the Vita. And much to the dismay of our friends over on the other side of the pond, MotorStorm RC is going to be free on the Vita for a limited time. Which might feel them get cheated, but it allows me to at least see what it's like. I know it's not like any of the MotorStorms to date. This is actually more of a, seems a bit more casual, but it might be something they have. And I know a lot of people I've seen have been awaiting this title over here, so it can't be, it's definitely worth a shot. Well, at least in between bouts of Mass Effect 3 and stuff. Tales of the Abyss I picked up on the 14th on release day. I got a bit of a ways through, but I haven't been playing it much because of the Vita. I should really be getting around to that one, too. Otherwise, this is the third time I've had to re-record this boo. I'm starting to get pissed off. I'm just going to end this here because I don't want to have to do it again. So until next time... Oh, maybe I will probably have a first impressions up of Mass Effect 3 in the next couple of days on Audio Boo. Probably won't get it fast enough to do a review on that Gamer Hub because I am a pretty slow person when it comes to finishing games. We'll see about that. Until next time, see you later, boozers.